by St. Thomas. Today I'll be interviewing my grandpa from Austin, Round Rock, Texas. He was born in 1947 in Wisconsin.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you 20 questions about your life, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so where'd you grow up?
In East Troy, Wisconsin.
My dad told me that, like, you worked on a farm, so, like, what kind of chores did you have to do?
Oh, all kinds of chores. I had to feed the calves, water the young stock, and as I got older, then my parents had me milking the cows, and then we had to do all the other stuff, like bale hay, cut the corn, shovel the corn into the corn cribs. A lot of manual labor.
Yes, I couldn't know how good he's got it, right?
Yeah. So the thing I like, my parents went on vacation, and when they went, it was like in the middle of the summer where you didn't have anything else to do besides the normal stuff, which was milk the cows, feed the young stock. But anyways, they sent my paternal grandmother and grandfather out there to babysit us. And what got me was, like, I thought, this is our break. And my grandma had us pulling weeds around the barn. And I thought, who cares?
Some break, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so next question. What did you want to be when you grew up at my age?
I was always kind of interested in, my dad worked at a steel factory that was called Trent Tube. And I went in there one night to see him at work, and they had and what interested me was the steel that he was welding was so thick that they would run it underneath the roller, and they had a computer hooked up to it so they could, you know, size it, because it was very expensive. I think it was part titanium. Anyways, and I got kind of interested. I thought, now that is cool stuff. So at a younger age, I was used to tinkering with things. Like, for a while, I had a motorbike where I just got this motor and hooked it on the front of my bicycle and things like that. So, and then I thought, well, when I, you know, get older, that's what I want to do. And as it turned out, then the military called, and so I had to go in the military for 4 years, which wasn't a bad thing.
Okay, so the next question is, did you ever get into a fight in school?
Oh, yes. In fact, I think I broke one kid's arm or dislocated it in middle school. And it was the principal I had at the time. They had she was a very large woman, and she had a paddle. And the paddle had holes in it, and it was like, bend over, and she just wailed the crap out of my butt. Then, of course, they told my parents, and then so they had their input, which was another wailing for doing that. But yes, unfortunately, I had a few altercations when I was in high school, too.
Okay, so one that's kind of similar was, what was the biggest trouble you ever got into?
The biggest trouble? Oh, back in the day when I smoked, I was in high school, and the biggest trouble was I walked into class. It was a drafting class. Anyways, and the teacher I bent over, and the cigarettes were in my top pocket, and he saw them. And so I got kicked out of school for 3 days. And, of course, when you get kicked out of school, then you have to make up the time with the tension. So when they used to call off people's names at the end of the day that one that had to go to detention, I got known in the group that as a regular, because 3 days, I forget how many hours that was, that they, it's a lot of days. And then two, what made it even worse is when you got on detention, I couldn't ride the bus home, so I got to walk home.
Sounds fun.
No.
Okay, so whenever like you were in high school or when you were my age, what sports did you like to play?
Basketball. The thing of it was, my dad wasn't big on us going out for football because he had worked with somebody at the factory and his son got a bad broken leg or whatever it was. And so he just thought, no, you aren't going to do that. And then two, with working on the farm, it was hard to do sports because you had to do it after school. And it meant, you know, after school, you didn't, you couldn't get your chores done because you were playing, you know, practicing. But I played like on a intramural league of basketball.
What's an intramural league?
I guess you could say it's, they call it intramural league. It was just, you know, a bunch of kids that, and we went to different schools to play their intramural teams or whatever, because, you know, it wasn't a fully coached team and everything.
Okay. So, kind of similar again, like, what did you like to do with your free time out of school when you got the time?
Not much, because we either were working or there wasn't much to do. I mean, other than work on the farm, and because when I got home, it was like 4 o'clock, you change clothes, get down to start doing your chores, and it was like 6, 7, or 8 time you got done milking the cows. There wasn't a lot of time. You got to do your homework and then go to bed and get up for the next day.
Whenever like you were in high school, did you have a job besides like working on the farm?
Yeah, I did. I worked at the Troy Theater as a projectionist. Yep, the movie theater. That's back in the day when they had the lighting that they used in the cameras was basically a heliarc that would shine off a mirror and project it on the screen. And the thing of it was you had to sit there and or be up there, and then each big movie reel would last, I think it was like 15 minutes or 16. And then you had to have the other camera laced up, and there was cue marks up in the corner of the screen, and you watched for the cue marks, and then you would switch it over, and hopefully it would be seamless to the people in the audience.
God, that's wild.
Yeah.
What was your first car?
A Buick. 1958 Buick.
Wow.
What kind? Buick what?
Buick Special. There's a story behind...
What?
I was going to say there's a story behind that, because one day I came home from work from the theater, and I parked it on the hill. And I forgot to put it in park. But the thing of it is, when I came home up in Wisconsin, it was cold enough that it kind of froze into the the ground. Well, I came out the next day to go get it to go somewheres, and just luck would have it, as I'm walking out, I'm watching my car go rolling down the hill. And I'm like, oh, no.
What was the best lesson you ever learned?
Best lesson?
fingers away from
the spots. Oh, I guess it was lessons about safety, because in the farm we had a lot of dangerous tools. And one time I cut my finger on it accidentally, because it was on the front of a tractor, and we used to cut like logs up in short chunks so we could burn them. And I went to sweep the ice and snow off it and just went by the blade and almost cut my little finger off.
Wow.
Yeah.
What advice do you wish, what was some advice that you wish you took?
Oh, that was like when I was in a junior in high school. Somebody, I forget who it was, the guidance counselor had called me in because they saw my grades were slipping very badly, and so they basically told me to pick it up, because I had taken enough credits where I think I could have graduated early, but they didn't have that notion back in the day. But still, he was saying, you know, you're getting desperately close to flunking out and not making it across the graduation stage.
So you brought your grades back up?
Yes, I did.
Familiar story.
What did you major in college?
Electrical engineering.
So my dad told me that you were in the Vietnam War.
And yes.
I was going to ask you, when did you, like, what year did you enlist?
66.
Did you enlist, or did they call you up?
The thing back in the day was, when they had the draft, they would send you a card in the mail. And the card basically said, you know, we want your services in the military, and report to such and such on a day. Well, at the time when I worked at the movie theater, the owner of the theater, L.C. Houston, he was a retired lieutenant colonel, and he was the one, he says, Bob, whatever you do, go into the Air Force or something else, because you won't last long as a, you know, they call them ground pounders, the troops on the ground. And so he says, by going in the Air Force, you'll get an education out of it. And as it turned out, when I went in and they gave you a test and an aptitude test, and I scored high enough that, you know, they basically said you could pick what you wanted. And I picked crypto maintenance. And the school lasted like 36 weeks. So the first year of my Air Force experience, I was in school.
So whenever you were in the Air Force, did you have to do any, like, boot camp or training?
Oh, yeah. We did the boot camp, and after boot camp is when they looked at your performance on that test, and that's where they assigned you to get your next training. So I went from San Antonio to Wichita Falls, Texas.
Another question is, when did you meet Nana?
Before I went into the military.
How did you and Nana meet?
I forget exactly. It was through high school that we met.
Same classes, mutual friends, or what?
Yes.
Both.
Did you and Nana get married before or after you had enlisted?
Before. That was another thing, is with the draft, if you were married, they said that you wouldn't get drafted, but then they changed that. So they didn't care.
So at one point you thought it mattered, huh?
Yeah, at one point I thought it mattered.
So So whenever whenever my dad was around, what was he like when he was my age?
Let's put it this way. Of the three kids, he was the one that was like the negotiator, because one time I had the kids moving wood that we had over at another house over to this one, and the other two started, you know, going at the task, and your dad come up and was trying to negotiate a payment price for the work.
Sounds about right.
Did my dad ever get into trouble with you and Nana?
Not that, no, he wasn't the biggest trouble thinker of the three.
What were Uncle Rob and Uncle Scott like when they were my age?
Uncle Rob was a hellion, let's put it that way. your Uncle Scott and your dad were pretty well straight arrow. I mean, I didn't get no calls from the school. They were both diligent about getting their schoolwork done, and it was a good life.
It was only Uncle Rob who got in trouble.
Let's put it this way. When I had teachers that Rob had, they were like, are you in? I'm your brother.
Yeah.
And then the last question is, what were your parents like?
Well, the thing of it was, my mother was a, gosh, hard worker, very hard worker. She did most of the work on the farm. My dad used to work at that steel factory besides trying to run the farm. And so the thing of it was, when I was in high school in that, and I, you know, have to get his permission to go out, I had to write him notes, you know, like the day before so he could read it and give his blessings as whether I could go out or not.
Wow. What did they make at the steel plant that he worked at?
Oh, stainless steel tubing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they took flat metal strips and basically it got rolled through this machine and then they welded it together. So it was used for making, you don't remember these, but they were Parker pens. They made the barrels for inside that they filled with ink and the...
That small?
Oh, yeah.
Really? No, I remember Parker pens.
Yeah, and then they had... they also made a lot of the stainless steel tubing for farmers to use it for the milking machine pipe.
Oh, how cool.
And then when I worked at Trent, too, we were making a lot of stuff for the nuclear plants. They would take this long tubing and bend it, and they used it in the cooling towers.
Huh. So when you had to write your dad a note to go out, what would you say?
Oh, I just tell him that, you know, I'm planning to go out. you know, I'll be home by, I forget, we had a curfew. It was like 11 o'clock or 11:30.
Maybe that's something we ought to do with Bubba, make him write us a note. Oh, that's an interesting one. I never heard of anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess all your brothers and sisters had to do the same.
Yeah, except my youngest brother. He got away with a lot more. He was able to play high school basketball on the varsity team. And, you know, he got away with a lot more things than we did.
That's pretty normal.
Interesting was one time when I came home from, I think it was from Vietnam, or I got home from Vietnam, and then I had 2 weeks off before I had to go to the next base in the States, and I remember I was there helping them bale hay, and the baler broke down or something, but anyways, so so we were pulled it underneath the shade tree so we could get some parts and fix it. And what really irked me was my younger brother at the time, the one that got away with stuff. My mom's driving out of the driveway and he says, "Get us some beer." And I was like, "Huh? How does this work?"